Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. We're discussing again today, in answer to the question, does it pay in this life to be a Christian? Now, some have concluded that it just doesn't pay while we live here in the here and now to be a Christian, that the cost is just too heavy, that we cannot discharge the responsibilities because it just doesn't pay. Some have said you can't get ahead in this world if you're going to be a Christian. Well, what are you trying to get ahead of? Are the things that really matter, or the things that are of temporal nature and maybe even sinful in nature? Now, last time we talked about and simply stressed the fact there are costs involved in being a Christian. And we want to underscore that this life does pay to be a Christian. Now, we're not minimizing the fact that after this life there is heaven to be enjoyed. But we're talking about the here and now, the today. And we talk about paying the cost of being a Christian. We're not speaking of earning and deserving the blessings of Christianity, not at all. We could never deserve what the Lord has offered unto us, but we're simply making the point there are costs involved. Now, does it pay in this life to be a Christian? Well, let's look at some of the blessings that we have while we are Christians in the here and now. Friend, there is fellowship to enjoy with our brothers and sisters in Christ. You see, we are fellow laborers in the Lord's vineyard. The help, the comfort, the encouragement, the concern that we extend to others and that others extend to us, that's one of the most wonderful blessings of life. Now, we're privileged to travel the road of life with those who care for us, and we care for them, our brethren, because they have respect for the teaching of Christ. They're the best people on the earth. Oh, no, they're not perfect. They're not sinless. They do things that are mistaken. Sometimes they even provoke us. But because they're following in the footsteps of Christ and doing the best they can to be faithful, there's no question they're the best people on earth. And evil companions corrupt good morals. Well, the opposite of that is true. Good companions help good morals. Christians' friends, why, they understand, they will sympathize. They're there to assist us, to stand with us in the truth. What sweet sentiments are sometimes expressed as we sing together such songs as "Blessed be the tie that binds and bind us together in love." One has written, "If two things I could keep and could retain no other, I want the friendship of my Lord and then my Christian brother." That's one of the blessings of the here and now. And as Christians, we can know that we're safe from any real harm. Now, we'll have trials. We'll have persecutions. There'll be dangers. There are disappointments that the Christians will have. There will sometimes even betrayals. There are injuries. There's death to be suffered. But temptation shall stalk our every step. But while we remain here to physical harm and hardship, that's common among men. We're still people, and we'll be subject to that sort of treatment. But we have a promise that those outside of Christ do not yet have. Now, we don't say that arrogantly or boastfully or with a superior attitude. It's because of the blessings of Christ. We have a blessing that those who are out of Christ will not have until they're in Christ, such as 1 Corinthians 10:13, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful." Now let me just assert here, you can count on God. You can depend on God. God is faithful, who will not suffer, that is, will not permit you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Now, friend, what I'm going to say next is easier to say than it is to live, but please get the meaning of this passage that I have just read. Paul is telling us as Christians, there is nothing that shall happen this day that God and I together cannot handle. Now, by ourselves, we may not be able to handle it at all, but together with God, there's just not anything that will happen that we can't handle. Friend, that's worthwhile. That's for the here and now. That's for the present. That's the reason it pays in this life to be a Christian. Peter once asked, "And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good?" 1 Peter 3:13. Now, Peter does not promise escape from every pain and every threat and every grief and every woe. But, friend, no real harm can overcome us if we remain faithful followers of our Lord. If we could grow and develop sufficient faith in these assurances, even in those matters where we may lack some understanding, we can be sure that God knows, God cares, and God will provide and overrule for us. Paul said, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" That's one of the blessings of this life. Is not that something of benefit in the here and now? The Hebrew writer stated in Hebrews 13:6, "The Lord is my helper, and I shall not fear what man shall do unto me." What would you exchange, Christian friend, for that blessing? You see, as I said before, there's no real harm that can come to us. We'll eventually, ultimately, eternally be victorious. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 58. But there's another blessing. We have the promise of things that God sees we need in this life. And in that matchless Sermon on the Mount by Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, we have this conditional promise that if we will seek first things first, and that means the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that means the church and His commandments, we shall have God's provisions in this life. Now, we believe in the providence of God. We don't always understand the providence of God, but He has assured us and has promised us His providence. He hasn't promised us everything that we might think we want. He hasn't even promised everything that we might think we need. But in His infinite wisdom, and He knows what is best for us, He shall see to it that we have provision of the real needs of this life. That's the reason it pays in this life to be a Christian. Is not this something that makes the Christian life worthwhile in the here and now? David once wrote in Psalms 37 and 25, "I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." Yes, God will provide for us the here and now, while we live here upon this earth, preparing ourselves and making ourselves fit to live with God in heaven through Jesus Christ. But serving Christ also provides an outlet for one of man's greatest earthly needs, and that's rendering service to someone or something else other than oneself. We have the joy of service in Christ. We receive blessings by being a blessing to others. Doing a good deed makes the heart glad. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how that He said, "It's more blessed to give than to receive," Acts 20 and verse 35. Did not Christ live a life of service? He came to minister. He came to help. He came to be a benefit to others, the greatest before God of those that serve, and the happiest in life of those whose concern is more on others than simply on Himself. And when we do good to other people, oh yes, they're benefited, but we're benefited even more. We receive such a joy, such a consolation, That's a benefit in this life, by doing the labor of a child of God. That's the reason it pays in this life to be a Christian. Such provides for the human spirit that for which the world longs, namely a contentment, a peace, an accomplishment, the absence of fear, indeed a purpose in life. Now, we don't want to leave the impression that we become so satisfied that we grow, that we cease to grow and look forward to the life after this one. But, friend, Christianity is not designed to bring to us material wealth or power in this world or social standing, not in this sin-wrecked world. Popularity people sometimes seek. That's not the way to find that by following Christ, because Christ is not always popular, is he? It's a sin against God and against man to hold out to others such things as material awards in this life for serving Christ, because that's not the primary purpose of Christianity. Such things are not promised in abundance and in supply, but we will have an abundant life if we will serve the Lord. Many faithful Christians have had to abandon a lot of things in order to be faithful, but following Christ pays richly in those things that really matter, that cannot be removed and cannot be taken away, even though this world will cease to exist. Does it pay in this life to be a Christian? Well, we've just mentioned a few of the things that we enjoy because we're in Christ. The answer is in the affirmative. We have only noted a few matters that prove this to be true, and we might add by saying, all this and heaven too. My dear listener, there is coming an hour when we shall walk this earth no more. We shall face it without dread, but with a hope. That very definite and personal event of death shall be ours to experience. But shall we not have the Lord to walk the valley of death with us? Psalms 23. Jesus said, I am come that they may have life, and they might have it more abundantly. John 10 and verse 10. Now, this primary application, of course, is to the eternal life in heaven with God. But, friend, it also has application for this life, for the obedient child of God, while we're here on this earth. You will be a blessing and a benefit and an asset to all humanity if you'll follow Christ in this life. Following the ways of the world, the ways of sin, that's only bring hardship upon everybody and especially upon yourself. There's no benefit in sin. The wages of sin is death, but God will give eternal life to those that love and serve him. But before the eternal life, there is this life to be lived, and the blessings that he has promised in this life, they simply cannot be dismissed. God has offered them to people who will respond to the call of Jesus Christ to be obedient to him in the way they conduct their affairs in the here and now. And those who will believe that Christ is the Son of God and will repent of their sins and confess their faith in Christ and will render humble, submissive obedience to the commands and teaching of the Lord and his apostles to be baptized for the remission of sins and live a faithful life, why, we have the assurance that there will be a heaven awaiting us. But in the meantime, does it pay in this life to be a Christian? Ah, most certainly it does. It's the best life that any person can possibly live. This is A Burning Fire. Until next time.